You're listening to SBS News.
The main goal of palliative care is to provide physical, emotional and spiritual support for people of any age with an advanced disease and no chance of cure, which is expected to result in death. While many people think palliative care is only available for patients in the last few weeks of life, support is also available earlier, providing patients and their loved ones with much needed support. Victorian Health Minister Jenny Mikakos says the recent introduction of assisted dying in Victoria is creating more awareness about palliative care.
So we know that for the vast majority of patients, they will continue to want to access palliative care, and this is why our government has put in more funding into palliative care. In fact, $72 million of funding just in this year's state budget alone. And in fact, international experience shows us that when we move to these types of additional options, when jurisdictions legislate for voluntary assisted dying, there are more open conversations in the community about end-of-life choices, and in fact, the quality of palliative care improves as well.
Palliative Care Australia says comorbidity, that is, people suffering from more than one condition, will be an increasingly significant factor in the provision of palliative care due to longer disease courses that have complex symptoms. Associate Professor Peter Hunter is a geriatrician with 30 years' experience. He's also a member of the Voluntary Assisted Dying Implementation Task Force. He agrees the introduction of assisted dying has also opened up the conversation in the community about palliative care and what it can do to ease people's suffering.
The thing that I think is most important from my perspective is that we're looking at improving end-of-life care right across the board. There's been an investment in advanced care planning. There's been an investment in further strengthening palliative care and palliative care services through the state. So that's happened and that continues to roll out. Voluntary assisted dying is really just a small component of the overall package of improving end-of-life care.
Research released this month from the University of Chicago in the United States shows for patients with advanced cancer, early palliative care results in shorter hospital stays, longer survival rates, and reduced medical costs. Former president of the Australian Medical Association in Victoria, Dr. Stephen Parnas, says there's a lack of awareness about the benefits of accessing palliative care early in the Australian community. He also believes that if palliative care was better resourced in Australia, people would be less likely to think assisted dying was their only option.
My sense is that palliative care, that notion of caring for people where the prime aim is to enhance quality of life, that is something that has, I think, been under-resourced and even misunderstood across the community and to some extent even in the medical profession. We refer too late. We have patchy availability across Victoria as well as around Australia. The people who are more likely to benefit from palliative care are those who are affluent, who know the system, who are well educated.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.